I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Islamic countries aren't known for their love of pets. Many Muslims believe that the Quran forbids them to get close to domestic animals. But in Turkey, people have been happy to share their streets and terraces with dogs since Ottoman times. In fact, since 2006, dogs in Istanbul have had resident rights enshrined in law. Julia Rook joined the pack to find out what life is really like for the Turkish canine.
This is the neighborhood of Kuştepe. It's poor and lots of people here are unemployed. It's ethnically diverse. Residents also tell me there are 15 street dogs living off the main square. Gökmen is a gruff-looking guy in his 30s with a heart of gold. He feeds the dogs chicken and sausages. He can't help himself.
It's a kind of sickness. I love them. I always had dogs. After all, they are animals who cannot talk. If they feed them, they survive. If you do not, they would get sick and die.
There is a practical side to this.
They know each and every of us. So once it's dark, they would not let any stranger into the neighborhood.
But the dog thing is more than just security. Across the Bosphorus is the bustling village of Çengelköy. It's full of well-to-do Turkish business people, waterside cafes and boutiques. And it's clear that caring for street dogs has become, well, trendy.
So there's a dog here lying on the street, a huge dog, and somebody's built it a house. There's a dog kennel there.
I just couldn't believe my eyes. It was a perfect wooden kennel. Its owner, a proud, rather overweight, indolent white Labrador.
There's a lady who's just come out of the flower shop who's wearing a headscarf and she's smiling. Did you build that kennel?
No, there's an architect living there. She paid for it.
While having a purebred Rottweiler or German Shepherd is becoming fashionable in Turkey, the traditional antipathy many Muslims hold towards dogs remains. Even those who love dogs won't allow them into the house, because some say the Quran tells them that domestic pets are haram and clean forbidden. But Turks also argue that the Prophet Muhammad loved animals, hence the confusion. Every year, the dogs are rounded up and caged in shelters like this one. They're vaccinated, neutered, and given an electronic tag. By law, the authorities aren't allowed to put the dogs to sleep. They must be returned to the exact spot where they were found. Dr. Muhsin Öztürk is Istanbul's deputy chief vet.
Some dogs are adopted between 20 and 30 each month. We take the rest back to the street where we found them. That's their territory. We have to do this by law.
There are an estimated 100,000 dogs in Istanbul, maybe more. That's several dogs for every street. And there are hundreds more left to rot outside the city. The Buluca forest on the outskirts of Istanbul is miles of wood and barren scrubland. As we approached, dozens of dogs rushed towards us, polite, friendly, but ravenous. You can hear them crunching the chicken bones we brought. I was accompanied by Cenk Karayazgan and Çağrı Saat from Let's Adopt, an animal rights group which campaigns for Turkish dogs to be given a home.
Just saw a pit bull on the way, on the side, yeah, pit bulls. There was a German Shepherd. There are mixed breeds, but we saved a terrier from here, pure breed. There are Goldens.
Golden Retrievers.
Golden Retrievers, Labradors.
So how do these dogs get here?
Some, they were domesticated pets. When they get old or they get sick or somehow, the owners do not want them and they take them to shelters. And shelters just dump them on here. But some stray ones, there are puppies, they born here. They are born here. And they just grow up here and they live as long as they can.
Only the fittest can survive.
One attacked the puppy and the mother protected the puppy. No.
But not all the dogs are protected by their mothers, friendly neighbours or the authorities. 2 years ago, in a nearby forest, Let's Adopt say they uncovered a mass grave, showing that Turkey has a long way to go in protecting man's best friend. For The World, this is Julia Rook in Istanbul.